Hey friend, it's Karen Parker with the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. I'm a mom of three beautiful souls, a lifelong entrepreneur, and intuitive coach. At 52, I realized that I have known all along that everything I needed to become the best version of myself was already inside. I'm bringing all the secrets to you by sharing what I've learned in my experiences over the years. Also, in this podcast, you'll hear tips and wisdom from some of the bravest people I know. You'll hear their stories of how they took their own leap of faith and learned to live their life in complete joy and freedom. Take my hand as you listen and learn how to rise above all your disappointments, all your struggles, and begin to experience your own joy in the journey. Let's go. Okay, ladies, so this week has been extremely interesting. Yes, we are in the middle of the Dad Bods and Beer Guts series, but so many women have reached out to me with questions, with really coming from a place of being stuck in their feelings, in their pain especially. And when I started this podcast, my whole premise for doing so was because I wanted to give you hope and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel, but also to know that it's a journey and it is a process. So I'm taking a break from the Dad Bods and Beer Guts series to talk to you women specifically. I honestly lost count this week of how many women have reached out to me saying, I want to go to your event, but I have worked with coaches before, but I am still dealing with a lot of issues in my life because of things that have happened to me over the years, and I don't feel like I've gotten anywhere. What I can say to you, ladies, is I am so proud of you for showing up in life as you are. And I am so thankful and honored and humbled that you reached out to me to express the things that you're still dealing with. The fact that you are mentioning those things, the fact that you are bringing awareness to those places in your life tells me that you still are filled with hope, that you still are deep down wanting to heal, that you still are wanting to find the answers. And I've been there. I was there for 20 some years. And today I'm talking to you from my heart, but I also am filled with sadness for you because so many of you are still in that place of the but that didn't work, the but I don't have time, the but if I do so, my whole life is going to fall apart. And what I would challenge you is to really ask yourself, is that the truth? Will your life really fall apart? Will you lose everything? Will you have to deal with people not agreeing with you? I know this for sure. On the outside, it may seem like things may fall apart, but it's short term. It may seem like people are going to walk away from you, but it's short term. And it's because they're coming from a place of not understanding. They are not you. Only you are you. Only you can make that decision for yourself of what the next step is. I want to read something to you because I came across this yesterday and it hit me right between the eyes. And well, I'm just going to read it and hopefully you will follow along. So it says, the hardest thing she has ever had to do is swallow the hurt, carry the pain tucked up under her rib cage and wait until she birthed strength, forgiveness, and peace. And so many people are embracing that they had to swallow the pain, that they had to carry it with them and they had to tuck it away and hide it. And I am so sick and tired of women feeling this way. I am so sick and tired of believing this lie that we've been taught as women. I'm over it. And I want to shed some light to this lie. It's not a truth. It is a lie. Because yes, we feel like that's what we're doing, and that's what we have been doing because we're told that's what we have to do. We were told by our mothers, our grandmothers. We were told by so many people, suck it up, put your lipstick on, let's go face the day, hide your pain. What's that Miranda Lambert song? Put your makeup on, put your lipstick on. I can't even remember now. I used to sing it in karaoke. But yeah, so we were taught to do that. Handle it, because we're so good at multitasking, right? Handle it and everything's going to fall into place. Be the peacemaker, make everything work out. You got to look good until, right? Until you can get to the place where you can just have the ugly cry. But what happens is when that feeling, when that lump in your throat bubbles up and you're about to quote unquote lose it, you are about to just, have that ugly cry. But yet people are watching or people are around you and you don't want to make somebody feel uncomfortable. So we suck it up. We swallow the lump. We get our composure together. And then we go face the whatever situation we are in. We go face it. In that moment, what happens in the swallowing of the pain, in the swallowing of the feels, the emotions, that feeling gets buried into the body. That feeling gets tucked up under that rib cage. It gets tucked up in the throat area, and you can't ever really express yourself. It gets tucked up under the rib cage, and then your heart shuts off to really feeling and really loving and really receiving true love. It gets shut off in the head, because we quote unquote know better. So we understand how somebody else is feeling. So we will allow them to have that feeling, and we will allow them to express their emotions. But yet we're going to hold back because we understand where they're coming from. I hope you're really getting what I'm saying, ladies. Why were we taught to suck it up and wait for better? Why? Why were we told to hide our pain? The only way to birth strength, to birth forgiveness, to birth peace, and anything else for that matter, is to allow ourselves to feel that emotion. We have to feel that pain. We have to give that pain voice. We have to allow it to rise up, to get into that bubbled place in our throat, to come up to the surface, to well over with tears, to well over with emotion, and to well over with sometimes screaming at the universe. We have to allow ourselves to let it move out of our body. When we give it voice, when we give that place of pain emotion, when we allow ourselves to feel the fullness and the depth of that pain with that ugly cry, with the falling in the floor face down, saying, I give up and I completely surrender. What do you have for me? Then it finally releases. Then it goes. And sometimes it goes just a little bit further and it's not released completely. And we have to do more work, and that's okay. But at least we have given that place of emotion voice. We have acknowledged that there is true pain. We have acknowledged that our feelings are hurt, damn it. We have acknowledged that sometimes life sucks. We have acknowledged all of those things. And in that place of releasing that, and then when we come to the place of, okay, I've cried, I can breathe again, and we take those deep breaths, and in the moment of calmness, this is where it's key. We have to replace that place with love. We have to replace that place of talking to ourselves, of saying, I love you. I appreciate you. I honor what you are doing. I honor and appreciate the love that you have shown yourself by expressing yourself. I am grateful to this body because it has allowed me to express my feelings. You are worthy of more. You have enough. You are worthy of being loved in the fullness of how it speaks to you. You are worthy of living life to its fullest. You are worthy and enough to accept and receive the right kind of love, not the love that is lacking, not the love that shows up just when it needs something from you. You are worthy of more, and you are worthy of the best. You are loved. You are cherished. You are appreciated. And you are respected. You have to fill that place, ladies, with love. Because when you don't, then it stays empty for just a little bit. And then guess what? All of that pain, all of those things come flooding back in. And we feel like we have to start over. Here's the truth. We're not starting over. We're starting from a place of more awareness. We're starting from a place of getting to the point quicker of where the pain point really is. So replace that emptiness with love. And know that there are more tools that you can use. Breath work, movement, prayer, meditation, working with someone who has been there that can take you through these practices. I would not be honoring myself if I did not talk about the fact that that is exactly what I do with my clients. I help you work through those places. I may not resonate for you. I may not be your person for that. But I've been there. I have gone through it. I'm still going through it. But I'm here to hold your hand. I'm here to walk you through your process. And I would be forever grateful if you would take a moment, subscribe to this podcast. On the regular, drop in to take a listen, but also to leave me a review. Let me know what you thought of this specific episode. But also, I would be honored to help you work through this. I would be honored to help you walk through your place of healing. And even if we only get to a certain level of freedom, I do have connections and I do know people that can get you to that next place. I love you all. I want you to honor yourself today. Go look in the mirror. Tell yourself that you love yourself. Tell yourself that you are worthy. Tell yourself that you're loved, you're cherished, you're adored. And I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you on the success, the freedom that you're feeling, the feminine flow that you're feeling more of, and how you're learning to become the best and highest version of yourself. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope it inspired you to take action in your life and know that you are a gift to this world just as much as anyone. For more information on how you can work with me or get other resources and materials, head over to my website at www.karenparker.com. Be sure to follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Karen Parker Living Well. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would be such an honor for you to share it with someone you think would love it. Also, it would mean the world to me, and I would be forever grateful if you would just take a minute to leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. Tell me your thoughts and comment on what you gained from this episode. It will help me as I want to bring you value and contribute to what helps you grow and have joy in your pursuit of living well.